The tourist market. The word tourism is associated to everything that has to do with holidays and relaxation. Tourism includes every relationship that will be built between tourists, the touristic resorts and places, and the people who work in them. Technically, tourists are considered those that stay in a holiday place, and hikers, the ones that visit a place and then return home at the end of the same day. Tourism is generated by the necessity for people of temporarily interrupting the hectic rhythm of their lives and taking a break from the everyday routine and the tiredness. So tourists go to places that offer the possibility of resting, relaxing, and learning about a different culture. Tourist demand is the term used to describe when tourists demand to buy at certain prices goods and services to satisfy their own needs. Normally, the goods requested are products like souvenirs, catalogues, leaflets of local shows or typical local products. On the other hand, the services requested are things like transportation services, restaurants, suggestions, interpreters, guides, sports and recreational services. Because the tourist demand included all this mentioned above, it is said to be a demand varied and rich in goods and services. To analyze the evolution of the tourist demand, it is necessary to calculate the arrivals, the presences, the average staying, and the rate of touristic inclination. The arrivals is established by the number of tourists that go on holiday in a specific place. The presences is formed by the number of nights that tourists spend in a certain location. And the average staying is done by the average number of the nights spent by each tourist. The rate of tourist inclination gives a measure of how much a community is actively dedicated to tourism. The touristic offer is the total of goods and services that producers have available for tourists and hikers at a certain price. Producers are considered all the companies that work in the tourism market, such as transportation, commercial, restorative, and accommodation companies, the travel agencies, and the tour operators. The measurement used to analyze the touristic offer is capacity of a touristic location of giving hospitality to the non-residents. To analyze the touristic offer of a certain area, it is necessary to calculate the rate of accommodation capacity. This rate is calculated by the number of beds available in the hotel structures per inhabitant and the number of beds available per squared kilometer. In the tourist market, when the demand meets the offer, they create the price of goods and services sold. In Italy, the tourist industry contributes to 10% of the internal growth rate, PIL. It is a growing market with more than 2 million people working in it. Many tourists are attracted here by the history and the artistic heritage, by the temperate climate condition, the natural resources, and the Italian culinary art. There are different factors that can influence the tourist demand, like, for example, the prices of goods and services, which are said economic factors. Also, different factors like weather conditions, trends, advertising, or the time workers have for holidays. For all these reasons, the demand is unstable and subject to large variations. The touristic offer, on the other hand, is strictly connected to the territory. It is indeed formed by things like hotels, restaurants, and structures that cannot be transferred and that could be left unused during some months in the year. The dynamic of the tourist market is characterized by a variable demand and a rigid offer that with difficulty adapts to the changes of the market and the changes of consumers' tastes.